your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh my gosh. So I'm reading here that one of the side effects of the vaccination is that people are having really weird dreams. So remember, I went to get my shot on Tuesday, right?
Right.
I had the wackiest dream that night. Okay. So in my dream, I had President Biden's cell phone number in my phone.
Of course.
So
right.
I called him to try to get him to come on the show, right?
Okay.
Now, this was, I guess I had the number from a long time ago, and I had saved it in my phone and my contacts.
Met him at a party or something,
I don't know.
Right?
But he hung up on me a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Jill Biden called me back, and I had to call her Dr. Jill Biden the whole entire time. And she was yelling at me and mad at me that I didn't go through the proper channels to get him to come on the show.
Yeah, trying to hang out with my man.
And then she said to me, there's only one thing you can do to make this right.
Okay.
And I said, okay, what is that? And she said, I need you to break into the White House and steal this table and take it out. And I was like, what?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. True story. This is a dream I had. So I broke into the White House.
I mean, you could have been killed.
And I stole the table.
Strolled right out the front door.
It was like a wooden little table, like a side table. I had to take stuff off of it, and then I had to put like a blanket over it, and I went out the back door, and I brought it into this parking lot, and then I don't remember what happened after that. I don't know if I ever gave it to Jill or not.
I have many questions here. Number one, whose table was it? Because, you know, it's the Lincoln bedroom, it's the Kennedy Hall, it's any of those things, right? Whose table was this? Because it was probably whittled by somebody's grandson 300 years ago if it's in the White House, or gifted to us by Great Britain or something.
Isn't that wacky?
What did you take off of the table, and what did you put it on top of?
I remember that there was a doily.
Yes, there's going to be a doily. There's going to be a doily, right. Because this is clearly a very old table in the White House.
And I think it was a phone, and there was like a couch right next to it, so I just put it on the couch right there. Because
right.
I was only going to steal what I was instructed to steal.
But somebody is definitely going to notice if the phone is now on the couch.
Right, but it was my dream. It was my vaccine dream.
Right.
And then I woke up yesterday morning, and I got to the parking lot. I had it. I remember like I was in full panic mode. And then I don't remember anything else. I don't remember what happened. But people have been having dreams about going to space, visiting the moon, even going to McDonald's.
Sure.
Did you have any weird dreams when you got your vaccine?
You know, it's been a couple weeks now. I'm almost getting ready for my booster. So I'm thinking, and I do recall I had some weird dreams that week. Now, I always dream of space, as you know.
Yeah.
And fast food would not be out of the norm for me. But I think I got a visit from like one or two deceased friends. And it was like they were right there and it was normal.
So the vaccine brings back the dead for you.
Well, maybe it does just in general.
Yeah. Well, it says that a majority of these dreams are along the lines of panic, uncertainty, and worrying. I was worrying about getting caught about stealing that table, even though Dr. Joe Biden told me to do it.
I mean, the dead showed up, but they didn't say I was going with them. So I don't think I was panicked.
Well, that's good.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Raven picks them. Three news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Okay, ready, Raven?
Yeah, give them to me.
Number one, why redheads feel less pain, according to scientists?
That's because they've got a different imbalance. I've told you that before. Go ahead. What's story number two? I'm telling you, they're not right. All right, they're good in some. They're great some ways.
All right.
But they're not right in other ways.
I guess you know a lot about redheads.
I'm just telling you.
Number two, ketchup packets being sold on eBay amid 2021 shortage.
Okay.
And number three, woman with world's longest nails finally cuts them.
You know, I'm a big fan of history. I'm going to go with the world's longest nails, of course, because I don't need another pandemic story.
Wait a minute. So you think that this is going to be historic, this moment?
That's
when this lady cut her nails?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I mean, imagine that there's a reason she's in the news, right? What happened?
All right, a woman named Ayanna Williams holds the current record for the world's longest fingernails, and she finally decided to cut them after almost 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, first, let's start with this. How long do you think the nails were?
Oh, see, this is the thing. When it gets into the world records and you see that they're like curling around in circles,
yeah.
I'm going to go like, I don't know. 8 inches. How about 8 inches?
Eight?
Yeah.
For the world record?
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like my toddler can do that when she refuses to let me cut her nails.
8 inches is like this long. That's disgusting.
They were 24.07 inches each.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross.
She had over 24 feet of nails. It's so nasty.
How do you walk from room to room? I stubbed my toe yesterday and my pinky toe is purple now.
I don't know. This boggles my mind, people that do this. They'll go on display at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Orlando. Of course they will. But she had to go to an actual doctor to get them cut. Here they are doing the procedure.
Here we go. It's a big moment. Okay. We're going to go right here.
Instant relief with the thumb. Instant.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a die grinder or a circular saw they put on your hand there.
They had to use a rotary saw to cut it. Isn't that? Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Instant relief, she says. Then why have you been doing it? I mean, what do you really get with a Guinness, world record? Do they send you a copy of the book, maybe a plaque?
Yeah, you get like a picture frame.
Like, what happens after that? There's no cash prize, right?
She continues.
Well, what do you think of your new hands?
I love it. They've been with me for years. 27, 28 years old. It's a little emotional, but I'm not going to cry.
She says she's not going to cry, but 28 years she's been growing her nails.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Who have you dated in the 28 years that was going on, right?
Well,
to date, like, the lobster hand guy or something, right? I mean, who did you date?
How do you text? How do you wash dishes?
You don't?
How do you change the sheets on your bed? What's your job?
Wait a minute. Did she do this to get out of chores? Because the stuff you're listing, like, it's, everything you don't actually want to do.
Right?
She just told her man for 20 years, I'm not going to be able to make that bed.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to make us any dinner, ever.
I've spent the last 15 minutes trying to figure out what she did for a living, because I don't understand what job you have that you can have 2 feet of nails on each finger.
Do they wheel you in? I don't understand. The nails in a protective sack on each hand? This is very, very disturbing.
She had to use 3 things of nail polish every time she did it. Three things of nail polish. That's a big investment right there.
It's like painting the outside of your house.
Oh, gosh.
Well, congratulations on the record.
Yeah, congrats.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, check in the text line this morning. Noelle texted, if you blow your nose at the table, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. I mean,
strike me as a guy that blows his nose at the table.
No,
I'm gonna be honest
of course
with you.
Not.
Oh, really?
I never do that. Mm. I'm not even one of those guys that walks around and has to blow his nose all the time, too. Like, you get to a certain age and you're carrying around that handkerchief. I mean, that's the worst.
What is that age? You know what I mean? Because all of a sudden, like, you see some old guys are constantly blowing your nose. It's like, why is your nose so runny?
Yeah, I don't know. The brains are just leaking out or whatever. Grandpa did it at Easter, pulled out his hanky and blew his nose at the table. And he was sitting to my right. And I wanted to say something, but he's so old, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Raven, if you go through all the trouble of getting spray cans to graffiti a highway overpass, but then all you do is make 3 smiley faces, that's all I need to know about you.
Are they trying to improve people's mood? Maybe that's their tag, right? Everybody has a tag signature.
It's ridiculous. We go separate ways home. When we pull out of the driveway, you go left, I go right.
Right.
So I go over this overpass, and I look at these 3 graffitied red smiley faces every single day.
Sure.
And all I think about is, who went through all this trouble of doing this, putting your life in peril to climb over, to be able to go on this overpass hangover, and then all you're going to do is make 3 smiley faces? For what? What have you accomplished here?
I mean, so basically you would like a different type of motif or something like that.
Let me see. If it's beautiful artistic graffiti, I got to be honest, I can appreciate that. I can't appreciate 3 smiley faces that my toddler can draw.
Anna Zapp, graffiti artist critic. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
If you cut the long line at the store and hear people talking about you doing it and then look around as if you're not really sure what it is they're talking about and think you're fine just because you're standing on one of those distancing stickers, that's all I need to know about you. People, the distancing sticker does not, supersede every other rule that's come before. Number one, common courtesy, right? I'm at the store the other day. There is at least 4 or 5 of us in a line, and we're going to the customer service line. It's not only people that are ringing things out, people making returns, people making special orders. I'm one of those people. I stood in that line for 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
I get up there. They're handling my order. A woman comes behind me and stands on the distancing sticker in the middle of the hall. But there's five people still behind her with carts all lined up the aisle because they can't fit. And they're talking about it in a way that they're not trying to be rude. It's just like, turn around and notice us. She turns around. She notices. She looks straight forward at me and continues on to cut the line.
I think it's the worst. It confuses people, though. It's like you forget.
She's hiding behind that, man. This is not the lava game. The sticker is not an island in the hot lava floor.
1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
So whenever I see people and like hear people on speakerphone, it's all I need to know about them. It's so annoying to just, it's like they make their conversation public.
I love that. When I'm like in the self-checkout bay at Walmart or whatever, and there's like, you know, 16 different people going on about their lives around us, and they all seem to have some sort of level of civility, but this person's like, what up? What are you doing later? I'm just at the store.
Yep.
It's like a nonsense conversation. Like, if you were on the phone going, yes, resuscitate my elderly mother who you found on the bathroom floor.
Different story.
Or I absolutely would like to pay for the operation for my pet bird who injured its wing.
Absolutely. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Had the strangest conversation with one of my girlfriends, and she looked at me like I had grown a second head when I said it.
What happened?
She wants to go to this one restaurant that's in our town that everybody loves. And I love the food, too. I think it's great. But I refuse to go there because it's one of my five blacklisted restaurants in my town.
What happened? Did you have a bad experience? Did somebody else have a bad experience? What?
No, they have a fountain. They have a fountain. They have a fountain.
Like a fountain that waters, you know, like it's made of stone or something and the fountain comes up. Is it in front? Is it inside? What?
It's in the middle of the seating area and I have a toddler. So here's the problem I have with Dakota, who's two, is that if she sees a fountain, we can no longer enjoy our meal as a family or with friends because she will become obsessed with going to the fountain, touching the water, going in the water. And I learned early on last year that if there is a fountain, she will soak herself down to her diaper. Mm. So I now have a list that I never go to restaurants that have fountains.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a pretty safe rule. I mean, you know, there's exceptions. Like if you're at an amusement park on a hot day or something, then, you know, the restaurant is located next to the fountain. You're going to have to eat somewhere at that point.
Yeah, that would be the only exception.
Yeah.
Right.
In the middle of the dining room, you do have a choice. You can make a choice to go someplace else. I have rules about restaurants like that. I mean, not necessarily involving fountains. I don't have an allure to jump in one when I see one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have different things. Like I never go to restaurants that have a live band playing. So like a little quiet duo or something like that is fine.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if your restaurant is going to turn you into a nightclub, you know, right at 7 o'clock and there's going to be five guys on stage screaming at me with guitars blaring and all that stuff. No, I don't need that.
I never go to restaurants that don't have booths anymore with my kids anyway. Because again, same thing with Dakota. If I can't corner her in the booth, then it's a free-for-all. Forget it. Try to put her in a seat. No, she's drumming around. I got to get her mask back on. She's headed to the fountain. It's just one problem after another.
I never go to restaurants that have plastic trays and you select dinner while you walk down an assembly line. I don't do that. No. Or if you've got an unlimited deal going on, I'm never going to your restaurant.
I realize that most rules I have about restaurants that I don't go to have to do with my toddler Dakota, to be honest. 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. I never go to restaurants that... Hey, it's Ian on Raven.
I never go to restaurants that require men to wear jackets, and they, like, write that on the door, on the front door. No, I already know that I can't afford that.
Right.
So not going.
They're telling me you can't afford this. That's what they're telling me. They're giving me the heads up. It's almost like a courtesy.
I feel like there's not many places anymore that require jackets, though. But when you go there, you know it's a special dinner. You know you're going to shell out some serious cash for it. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. I never go to restaurants that... Then there's the blank.
And I never go to restaurants that have been shut down temporarily for health reasons, you know, fumigations. You can tell me it's a renovation, but if I see some sort of hazmat vehicle out front, I'm never going there again. I'm sorry.
I have a 2-year-old, so I never go to restaurants that don't have booths, so then I can't corner her if I can't, like, put her inside the booth. And I never go to restaurants that have fountains because she'll play in them and get soaking wet while we're trying to eat dinner.
I never go to restaurants that aren't on a beach where people aren't wearing clothes. Like, if it's a beach restaurant, okay, I get it. Flip-flops, open shirt, whatever it may be. But if it's not a beach restaurant and somebody's in there with their shirt off, I'm not eating there.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. I never go to restaurants that...
I never go to restaurants that automatically add 20% tip into the bill, because I just feel like... they won't try to give, you know, the best service because they're like, whatever, I already have 20%.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of feel the same way. They do that at like a lot of public places, right? Don't they do that at the theme parks too?
I don't know about theme parks, but I have seen a lot more restaurants that never did it in the past do it now. And I don't know if it's because of COVID and, you know, you want to help the service out as much as possible, but I do think it should be discretionary.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, depending on the type of place, if you've got larger parties, I understand it takes kind of group service at that point. But either way, you're working for the dollar.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I never go to restaurants that...
have a playground in the center of it. I mean, they're just so dirty, and it'll be loud with kids when you're trying to eat a burger. You can't focus.
I'm with you, but when I was younger, I loved Chuck E. Cheese. Loved it.
Mm.
And then you'd show up, and sometimes like a Burger King would have a ballroom, and you'd be like, this is the greatest Burger King of my life.
Yeah. I want to say I think we're probably different points in our life, because now I seek out restaurants that have playgrounds because then I know I could sit in peace for 5 minutes while they're entertained. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I never go to a restaurant that...
has too big of a menu. I mean, what a nightmare. When I go to the Cheesecake Factory, I feel like there's so many choices. It takes like 15 minutes to look through the whole menu, and then I've got FOMO because I'm wondering if I ordered the wrong thing. It's awful.
It's true. There's so many different options. You never know what to get. I just stare at that thing. It's like reading a novel.
I feel like when it's so big, too, like, how can they make everything perfectly?
Yeah.
You can't make everything perfectly. If you're only making this thing, like, once a month, how good are you really going to be at making it?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I never go to restaurants that...
have an open kitchen. That stuff really freaks me out. It's kind of like I'm watching them to see... you know, are they doing anything, you know, gross with my food? Like, they're going to scratch their ear or, like, rub their nose? I don't know. I'm always really paranoid. If that stuff's going on, I'd rather go on behind closed doors and I don't get to see it.
You know, it's funny because my parents are restaurant people. We've had restaurants our whole lives. And my dad always was big on having the open kitchen because he's such a clean freak that he always felt like, well, we want people to see this is how we cook. We're
right.
Clean, all that. But I do think that it's a turnoff for a lot of people. You don't want to see the chefs cooking back there.
Sure. No, I get that.
You never go to restaurants that... what is it? Head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. Unsolicited advice. You don't want it. You still get it. 1-800-330-9999. What was the last unsolicited advice that you received?
Temperatures are up, Anna. We're working in the yard, right? Doing stuff. And it reminds me of the fact that every single time that we are in the yard working on, you know, whatever it be, the lawn or painting or whatever, there's this lady that walks up and down the neighborhood. One of my neighbors, very nice woman. But she tells us how great the house looks. And then within two lines of the conversation going on right there, she tells us how her grandson or her nephew-in-law or somebody, he owns this huge landscaping company in town. And they do like five people's houses on the street. And then tells us that we should hire that guy for everything that we do. I get it. You're proud of your grandson. But we're doing the project here and you just told us it looked good. Don't lie to my face.
Remember, I think it was last week we were talking about this, but I was filling up my gas tank. When I fill up my gas, I get back in the car. So I walk around to the driver's side, I get in my car, and then I play on my phone or I deal with my kids until it finishes filling up, and then I get back out. This guy that was at the pump to the left of me, he yells out, ma'am! And I was like, yeah?
Yeah.
And he goes, you like your sweater? And I was like, yes? And you know, like when you get confused, you don't know?
Yeah, why is he talking to me, and right. What is he talking about?
He goes, it's going to blow up!
Perfect.
What do you mean it's going to blow up? And he's like, you're supposed to stand at the pump the entire time. You're not supposed to get back in the car.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out he was right. But
yeah,
nobody asked for your advice. Like,
right.
Chill out and stop telling me I'm going to blow up my sweater. I really like that sweater. I got it on sale at Nordstrom's.
I'm not endorsing your behavior of going back into the car, but I am also saying that, you know what, for the most part, stay in your lane. Keep your mouth shut.
I feel like a lot of times you get advice that you don't ask for. As a parent, as a mom,
sure.
So many times, I'll never forget the one time, first time mom, this is when Hayden, my oldest, she's 12 now, was a baby. I had her in the baby Bjorn, like strapped to my chest.
Sure.
And we went grocery shopping because it's hard to go grocery shopping when you have a baby, because if you put the bucket into the cart,
where are you going to fit the rest of this stuff?
Exactly. So I, after months of trying to figure this out, realized if I put her in the baby Bjorn, she won't cry. She'll sleep on me. And then I can do my grocery shopping. I went into the freezer. I needed Eggo waffles, right?
Yeah.
I open up the freezer door. I reach in to get the Eggo waffles. And I feel this little bony finger on my back. And I jump. And I turn around. And it's this frail, elderly woman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, "You're gonna freeze your baby." And I go, "Excuse me?" She goes, "You're gonna freeze your baby."
Right, perfect.
And I was like, oh, God.
It seems extreme, but right.
I was just getting the Eggos.
Right, I'm not planning on living here.
Right.
I just want my item, and then I'm going to move on with my life.
Then she followed me around the grocery store. I was like, lady,
that might have been in your mind.
Yeah. What's that last piece of unsolicited advice that you received from somebody? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Raven, a lot of my girlfriends are fitness instructors and nutritionists, and I've battled my weight my whole life, up and down. I am a yo-yo person as much as anyone is. And it always drives me crazy when I'm like, yeah, up 5, I got to work on it. And then they say to me, "You drinking the water, limiting your carbs?" Yes! I am drinking the water and limiting my carbs. Like, I don't know that.
The first
two
things that they taught you when they were like, "You want to get healthy? Drink water and limit your carbs." You're like,
wait,
you know,
minute.
What? I forgot that.
I forgot to drink water.
You're right. That's the thing I've been missing. People love to talk to people. Sometimes they actually genuinely want to help. Other times they just want to hear themselves speak.
When was the last time you received unsolicited advice? Hi, it's Ann on Raven.
I'm a high school teacher, and I hear from people all the time who are not teachers how to be a better teacher.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The thing I hear most often is, you know what you need to do? And then there's a dramatic pause, and they go, "You need to make it interesting."
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, this is time. Right. I've been trying to make it as boring. I've sucked the life out of it as much as I could.
Right.
I could make it boring, but if I would only make it interesting,
yes.
thank you.
Well, they've revealed the magic trick to you. They have, right.
That's the best.
Thanks for the call.
Anytime somebody starts with, "You know what you need to do?" You know, like, here we go. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the unsolicited advice that you received?
I looked like I was stressed out, and the girl turns around at me and says, "Suck it up."
Yeah. Don't tell me to be tougher. You know what Anna really loves? Relax.
Oh.
When somebody tells her to relax, when I tell her to relax, she goes nuts.
When Raven tells me to relax, I literally want to do the opposite. I want to go bananas bouncing off the walls.
It's like a tea kettle that's coming to steam right at that moment. It's like you can see it rise in her.
Relax! Relax!
And Raven, what's the last unsolicited advice you got?
A very good friend of mine, every time she gets in a car with me, she always tells me, "Watch this car." Like, she's always advised me on how to drive. She always advised me.
Right.
I drive a school bus for 15 years. every time. It drives me crazy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did a stranger give you unsolicited advice?
So I'm a fitness instructor, and it was my first day working at a new gym. One of the other instructors came up to me and said, "If you want to make it around here, make sure your classes are easy enough, because everyone here is lazy."
Thanks for that unsolicited advice. Get out of here right now. Whenever somebody tells you if you want to make it or you want to do it here, it means that they're afraid of you. That's what it means. It means that that person right there is afraid of you.
Did you make the first class easy?
No, I didn't wind up staying at the gym very long either.
Well, that makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
I'd go brutal. Scorched earth with that class. That's what I do. I'll show you, lady.
You guys like burpees?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it. We're not leaving here till somebody vomits in that trash can.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did a stranger give you unsolicited advice?
So I'm currently 6 months pregnant, and I let myself have one cup of coffee a day. And so I was ordering in line the other day, and the person behind me said, "You know, you should really be having decaf if you're pregnant."
Ugh.
And I just got so annoyed that I turned to her and lied. And I was like, "I'm not pregnant."
Good. Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay. Right.
Maybe she was bloated.
Was horrified.
Yeah.
Or maybe I have a problem. Like,
right.
None of her business, you know. She was appropriately horrified. So.
Pregnancy brings all the crazy out in people. Like, people say things to you when you're pregnant that no one in your life should ever say to you.
Absolutely. Leave me alone.
Unsolicited advice. What was the last piece that you got? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Kat wrote on our Facebook page, Raven, her three-year-old was talking gibberish at the grocery store, so she told her to shh and shushed her.
Yeah.
And the older woman behind her yelled at her saying, you should never silence a child.
I mean, what kind of a general nonsense statement is that? Right now, my dog's got something going on with his leg. The amount of advice we're getting about surgery, not surgery, let them live with it, this, that, whatever. People just won't stop.
Yeah. What's your unsolicited advice that you've received? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Good morning. I was told I was selfish because I was only having one child.
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute.
Why are
you're
people
selfish?
So awful?
Isn't that horrible?
I mean, you're selfish for who? Like, you're depriving the planet or you're depriving your kid of a sibling? I'm confused.
Yes, I was depriving my son, yes, of a sibling, so I was selfish. Yeah.
Well, they call them friends.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. When did a stranger give you unsolicited advice?
Well, we had a private room at a restaurant for my rehearsal dinner. I came out of the room to go to the men's room, and a guy stops me and just goes, are you the groom? So I say, yes. And then he just immediately tells me, always hide $5,000 from your wife.
What?
I had a friend.
That's what I said. I'm like, what? And then he goes, trust me, you'll want to buy things or get out of town or something, and you won't want to know and take $5,000 and put it somewhere now and never tell her.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever since, I haven't done it.
Good.
But I just, like, it was just such a strong You ever get like a calling that's like warning you like so hard to do something?
Oh, come
you
just on. Feel
like but here's wrong. The problem. If you ignore that and the day comes, buddy, then all you're going to do is remember that you shoulda, coulda, woulda. I had a friend who swore by this theory. I'm not even kidding. $10,000 in the safe deposit box and a backup of your passport. Oh, my gosh. Every time he would talk about that all the time.
It's
and
ridiculous.
A copy of his passport.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you went and told your bride the same thing.
Oh, man.
When you find $5,000 in the freezer in the basement, you'll know why. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did a stranger give you unsolicited advice?
One time at a red light while my child was in the back seat, a random person pulled up beside me and told me that I should have on a children's CD instead of, quote, the crap I was listening to. So the stranger suggested something like row, row, row your boat or even Wheels on the Bus. Now, my child is 10 and a large 10 and clearly passed those songs. So I don't know what this person's deal was.
I mean, I will throw my coffee cup out the window. That's how you get a missile. And that's what they call a coffee cup when you throw it, by the way. It's a missile.
But the best part is like the kid is 10 years old. Do you think he want to listen to row, row, row your boat?
Right.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Boomer.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. When did a stranger give you unsolicited advice?
I was buying lottery scratch tickets one day, and just random guy behind me said, never buy an odd number of tickets. So I don't buy them very often, but when I do now, I always buy an even number of tickets, you know, like 2, 4, 6.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I always buy the
odd amount.
I gotta get 2 or 3 of each run.
It's funny because when people give you unsolicited advice about like your kids or whatever, it angers you. But if somebody gives me lottery tips or even if I didn't
you'll
ask
take
for it,
it and it's
I'd be
gospel.
Like, oh, okay. That right. makes sense. I'll only buy even amount of tickets now for the rest of my life. I'm looking at my yearbook photo right now and I'm embarrassed.
But is it because of the choices you made then or what you were representing? What is the main embarrassment?
No, I think it's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
All right, let's start with this. The great story. High school senior yearbook photo has gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is the
Salutatorian.
Yeah, she came for like
She's second.
In
She's
her
wicked
class.
Smart.
She's
all right?
very, very
yeah.
smart. Her name is Weronica Jakimowicz, if I'm saying that correctly.
And I'm sure you're not.
Right. But her picture, her yearbook photo, features her wearing black horns, pentagram earrings, all goth makeup. Now, she also has a half smile at the camera.
Now, let's just remember the fact that you get a formal photo and then you get a different photo. You get the second photo
mm-hmm.
where you kind of get to do whatever it is that you do.
Right. And this is her. And she's smart. And this is how she expresses herself. And that photo has been liked so far on Twitter over mm-hmm. 500,000 times.
She has a lovely smile.
Beautiful.
I think what it is that you see inside her that she just feels really proud in that moment there.
Yep. So here's what she has to
or
say
fun anyways.
About all the positivity to her entire goth makeup.
I like this style, and I, you know, some people may not like it, but it's just what I like personally, and I'm really grateful that I got to find the confidence in dressing like this. I'm extremely happy that I'm able to fully express myself now.
I see. I love that. I love that we've reached a place that we can be like, listen, be yourself.
You go, girl.
Yeah. And it wasn't always easy for Rowanica.
I've struggled a lot with, like, mental health and stuff, but I got help, which I really advise everybody to do, even if they are struggling. And once I was, in, like, in a better mindset, and I thought that if I truly put the time and effort into school, into doing that, that I could set a great road for myself.
It's so positive and good that we've gotten to a point where this is all awesome.
Thinking of my yearbook photo,
yeah.
If I had been in a better mindset, I probably would have wore less rayon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also remember, like, the casual day. Maybe I ignored the 17,000 messages that they must have posted and you know, announcements they must have made on the PA, but why am I wearing the tightest acid wash jeans ever?
Yeah.
And a Bum Equipment sweatshirt? Nice. I mean, I thought that company was going to be here forever.
Oh, we're not gonna
was
talk,
I wrong?
We're not going to talk about the giant gold chain like you were about to be in some kind of video,
listen,
rap video.
Listen, I thought Limp Bizkit and Bum Equipment was going to last the rest of my life.
Right. I'm looking at my yearbook photo right now. I have the Rachel haircut from Friends with the zigzag top on. Remember when we used to zigzag?
Let me
on top
see
of
it,
our
though.
Head?
Let me see it again.
Look at it. I'm right here. It's me.
Right. See? Yeah. Yeah. Not quite Jennifer Aniston.
The bigger problem is my quote. You know how you have like a quote?
Oh, gosh. What did you say? Something you thought was going to be so deep?
Prolific.
Right. What happened? Please.
The sun won't shine forever. So while it's here, we might as well shine together.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean Puffy Combs. I quoted P. Diddy in my yearbook photo. Dude, right. What's up with that?
You thought that was going to be a winner forever.
Parental burnout. You hear that and you're like, yep, let me raise my hand for that. Because I think most parents at this point have reached some level of burnout in their lives.
I mean, right. If it's not happening today, certainly if you've had children, it had to happen at some point. You didn't feel energized and refreshed every single day you did the job.
Yeah. And 62% of moms that were asked have said they've reached some level of burnout over the pandemic time.
I mean, yeah. Regular family times, mm-hmm. Stressful enough raising children, right?
Yep.
You know, throwing everything over the past year, forget it.
But real parental burnout. Now, this is where it gets a little bit dangerous. 8% of American parents say they've reached this level, and that's when they're so exhausted that they can't actually take care of their children anymore, and that's when it gets a little bit dangerous.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So, but I was thinking about it, because I know that there are certain things that maybe a year and a half ago, I was so incredibly crazy about. Like, I would never let my kids do it. You know,
you were good at,
yeah.
Right. You were strict about it. It would not take place.
Now, I'm like, whatever. Like, at this point, like, sure.
Whatever it takes to get through the next couple hours.
Dakota, my two-year-old, now also this has a lot to do with being a toddler. She wears her rain boots everywhere. They're four sizes too big. It could be a beautiful sunny day. She wears her rain boots. I let it go. Some days, she wears one Adidas sneaker, one rain boot. I don't care.
Nice.
You want to do it? Go for it. She's falling all over herself. You know what? She just gets up. She keeps going. I let that go.
You have told me that you've got a whole assortment of toys with you and different distractions along with her tablet or whatever, too. Like, I mean, you have these things at all times. You set them up everywhere.
I have 16 dinosaurs in my purse right now. 16.
I love dinosaurs.
Yeah. Maybe you could play with them later. But I think that there's other things that parents do that I was like, no, when you see that, you're like, all right. Book that person a vacation. That mama needs some time off.
I see this all the time with parents. If you lose your toddler at a wedding, or if you get to a wedding and you just act like the kids aren't there. First off, everybody knows you probably complained to get your kids at the wedding. Because most of the time the couple's like, no, we don't really need the kids. But people are like, what am I going to do? It's the one day they could never find a sitter, right? So they dress up all the kids. They bring them there. They get to dinner time at the reception. Pfft.
Let them go.
As soon as you get them fed, let them go. That's it. And they're everybody else's problem. There's just wild animals out there.
If you don't care if your third cousin twice removed is now the new mom of your child,
right.
Then you've reached parental burnout.
Or your uncle has stepped on your two-year-old in the middle of the dance floor by accident. I mean, he three scotches in. You know, mm-hmm. If you don't care about that, then chances are you're burnt.
Right. Or you've had a couple margaritas. That's that too. This is the big red flag for me. Tell me if you've seen this too. When the people have all the stickers on the back where the car seat is, like on the back window of the car, where all you see is the back of the stickers, but you can see that silhouette of Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it takes up the whole window. You let your kid do that to your X5? Girl, get on a plane and go to the Caribbean. You need a break.
Whatever it takes to get through the next couple hours of this car ride.
Yeah.
I'll let him do it.
Listen, we're all going to get through this together. Don't worry.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Joe and Samantha. Samantha, what's going on? Let's start with you.
My landlord is constantly flirting with me. I just want my boyfriend to tell him to back off. My boyfriend doesn't agree.
Okay, why? Why wouldn't you want to tell this creepy landlord that's hitting on your girlfriend to stop hitting on your girlfriend?
I can figure out a couple different reasons why, but that's creepy.
I mean, okay, well, first, I don't think it's that creepy the way he does it. Like, I think he's just being a polite old man. But also, like, we get some extra perks. Like, he doesn't care if we're a little late on when we turn in the rent. I don't really want to rock the boat, you know? Like, I mean, he's nice to us, and I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. Plus, it's a compliment, right?
Well, I mean, not if it doesn't make Samantha feel good. That's the biggest pitfall we go. Well, you know, he told her she was pretty, right? I mean, if it's unwanted, it's unwanted. Samantha, how bad is it?
It's really bad. Like, it's not just him telling me I'm pretty. It's him attempting to give me gifts. It's him attempting to send me text messages that has nothing to do with anything about the rent or the apartment. It's really creepy.
Is he trying to be your friend and you're misinterpreting it as flirting? Or are you like, no, no, this guy's a creep? And I'm not saying that it's okay.
Right, because sometimes
not.
The old guys, they don't get it.
Yeah. So,
right? You know what I mean?
I'm not making excuses. Trust me, I'm not. But does he just not understand that he's doing something that's wrong?
No, I don't know. I think he understands. I think he knows that it's not right. He knows I have a boyfriend. I mean, he doesn't act that way with me in front of my boyfriend. You know, so it's definitely very creepy. And he's definitely, I think he knows what he's doing.
Well, that changes the whole tone of the conversation.
Samantha, why haven't you said to him, I feel uncomfortable when you send me these text messages, or I would prefer if you didn't speak to me that way?
Exactly what he told you guys is what he told me, that he doesn't want to lose the perks that we get from him being this way.
Okay, well, we can see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Samantha, that, Joe, you need to step up as her boyfriend and kind of put your foot down and have a conversation with this man. But, Samantha, people might also say that you can stand up for yourself, that this doesn't fall on his shoulders. This also falls on your shoulders, too.
Sometimes when we don't stand up for ourselves, for other people, you know, it feels like we're inviting that behavior, which I'm not saying you're doing at all. It sounds like you're doing everything right. And you shouldn't have to be put in this position to begin with. But, unfortunately, these things happen all the time. And sometimes it's more powerful coming from you. I'm curious to see what people think.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. Samantha feels uncomfortable because her landlord is constantly flirting with her. An older gentleman, and she says, like, I want him to stop. So she asked her boyfriend, Joe, hey, can you say something to him? But he won't.
Yeah, Joe thinks that they get other perks around the place, right? If they're a little bit late on the rent, or if they've got something hanging out in the yard, or they want to park an extra car in the driveway or whatever, he thinks that it's basically an even exchange.
Right, but why isn't Samantha sticking up for herself? Is she wrong to ask Joe to do this? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm going to be with the boyfriend on this one. I think more of the fact that she hasn't had the conversation yet. So I think she should really have the conversation with the llama herself first. Otherwise, it gets, I think, kind of defensive and offensive, and then it probably won't turn out well. Boyfriend coming at him first.
You know, this is tricky here, Anna, because obviously somebody needs to stand up for themselves. And if you haven't said it's unwelcome, then, you know, an old school type who thinks they're flirting with somebody or thinks they're just being nice might not know. On the other hand, she's clearly asking for help. And, you know, when right. You ignore people in situations like this that are asking for help, that's usually not good.
It's a terrible situation to be in. It's uncomfortable. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Samantha really believes that her landlord inappropriately flirts with her a lot, and she would like her boyfriend Joe to step in, but he doesn't want to say anything to the guy.
Yeah, Joe says, you know what? He's an older guy, culture-wise, generation-wise. Maybe he just doesn't understand. Plus, there are some nice parts to it. If we're late, he doesn't give us any trouble. We never hear about noise or anything like that. We're good tenants. Overall, he says he's a decent landlord.
It's a couple's court. Tough one this morning. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the girlfriend's side. If she's reaching out for help, she obviously feels very uncomfortable, and I feel like
the boyfriend should help her and reach out to the landlord.
Thinking about it, if I was in this situation, what would I do? And I know me well, and I hate to even say it, but like I would just keep my head down and walk really fast and try never to talk to the person ever again.
I get it, but sometimes
you have
to
say something. But like, what are you supposed to say? Hey, when you say that, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Can you please stop? Like, I get it. It's a hard thing, but I just think this is one of those situations where Joe should try to help her out a little bit.
What's scary is you don't know when it's just the normal annoying conversation
right.
versus something that actually has an element of danger to it.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the boyfriend side with the whole situation because it's just like, okay, if you're going to have perks. It's just a little flirting. He's probably old and lonely.
Everybody knows guys like this, older guys. But does that make it okay? I don't think so. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, this guy's got to step up to the plate. That guy would be 6 feet under at this time if he pulled that with my family.
I think to me, the definition, again, I just keep coming back to is she's asking for help. If somebody's asking for help, she doesn't feel strong enough to handle it.
Oh, gosh, I hate this.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joe, our audience agreed with Samantha this morning. It looks like this is a good time for you to intervene. And maybe just having a conversation, being like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but it really makes Samantha uncomfortable when you send her texts. And I would prefer if you didn't, or if you didn't talk to her that way. Because then it also protects Samantha in a way where she doesn't have to have that confrontation and that awkward conversation.
Yeah, no, I kind of want to go punch the guy out now, honestly. Like, it's so disrespectful that now that I actually get the full picture of it. Like, that's, I don't know what to do now. Like, I'm pretty pissed.
I understand that it would aggravate you, Joe. I do. And I understand that it would anger you. At the same time, keep in mind that this is an older guy. I'm not making excuses for them in any way, but the world has changed. And some of these people have not woken up to that. However, there's no reason whatsoever, just because he's older, that he should be allowed to get away with this behavior. So you need to make it very clear the how and the why and what's expected and then go from there.
And hopefully by doing that, you prevent him from doing it to somebody else in the future, too.
Right, right. Maybe he learns. Samantha, you've got to feel better, relieved about this.
Yes, thank you so much. This makes me feel a whole lot better because now I know my boyfriend has my back.
Okay, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Penny.
Penny, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Penny.
All right, Penny, we have $2,300 on the line. When that big old studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Caitlyn Jenner is reportedly considering running for governor of California. What famous actor was the last Republican governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Number 2, Aaron Rodgers is this week's host of Jeopardy. He's the quarterback for what NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Number 3, a new clip from Ghostbusters Afterlife has Paul Rudd having a run-in with a bunch of cute mini Stay Puft Marshmallow Men. What 3 colors are the Stay Puft Marshmallow Men's hat and bib?
Oh, God. Blue,
time.
Yellow,
time's
and
up.
Red.
Number 4, Katy Perry says she never shaves her legs anymore because she doesn't have time now that she's a new mom. What shaving gel with the tagline Skin Therapy has signature scents like Raspberry Rain, Island Berry Breeze, and Strawberry Tangerine Twist?
God, I have no idea.
And number 5, Joel McHale will host a new baking competition series on Fox called Crime Scene Kitchen. If you have 2 sticks of butter, how many cups of butter do you have?
2 sticks of butter, how many cups? I think it's 1 cup.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Okay,
yo.
Let's go. Penny got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good, Penny. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Caitlyn Jenner is reportedly considering running for governor of California.
No.
What famous actor was the last Republican governor of California?
It's got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Number 2, Aaron Rodgers is this week's host of Jeopardy. He is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Are you serious? That's the Packers.
That's right. But who knows for how much longer? He actually said that he wanted the job as Jeopardy host.
Well, yeah. I mean, he loves that stuff, and he's a bit of a brainiac.
Number 3, a new clip from Ghostbusters Afterlife has Paul Rudd having a run-in with a bunch of cute mini Stay Puft Marshmallow Men.
Oh, that sounds like product placement.
What 3 colors are the Stay Puft Marshmallow Men's hat and bib?
What country are we in? Red, white, and blue.
That's right. Number four, Katy Perry says she never shaves her legs anymore because she doesn't have time now that she's a new mom.
Whoa.
What shaving gel with the tagline skin therapy has signature scents like raspberry rain, island berry breeze, and strawberry tangerine twist?
Just going to take a guess and go skintastic.
Skin-to-mit. So no. Incorrect.
I was
but
close.
That was a good guess.
Wow, I was just thinking of like my wife's like shaving cream can.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, and number five. Well, I'm not going to give it to you, but I was
close.
I was shocked by that. And number five, Joel McHale will host a new baking competition on Fox called Crime Scene Kitchen. If you have two sticks of butter, how many cups of butter do you have?
It's a cup, right?
Yeah. How did you know that? You've never baked anything in your life.
I love butter.
But so?
I see the rules on the side there. And you know what? My wife talks to Alexa all the time in the kitchen. So conversions, we hear that all the time.
I'm sorry, Penny. He beat you 4-3 this morning. We will give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Enjoy that shirt, girl.
This is Penny, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Penny. Hold on.
Better luck next time. $2,400.
That is tomorrow morning's jackpot. A lot of cash. $2,400.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.